Back with you here on The Takeaway, I'm Tanzina Vega, live from KPCC Studios in Los Angeles. Did you learn a foreign language in school?
My name's Judy Rosenzweig. I'm calling from Los Angeles. So I learned German. I was raised in Milwaukee. I think that learning a foreign language awakens and exercises an important part of a young brain, and that can definitely have a lifelong impact.
This is Rick from Gainesville, Florida. I did learn Spanish growing up in South Florida. It was essential, extremely helpful, and something I'm glad I was able to do. Unfortunately, being here in Gainesville, not a lot of opportunity to use it.
This is Gina. When I was in school, our choices were Latin and Spanish. Now, the only choices you have is Spanish and Italian.
This is Dave Parent from Redwood City, California. I did not learn a foreign language in my K-12 years. As an adult, I've always felt a bit deficient for not having become proficient in another language just because it seems to be so relevant to having an understanding of other people besides Americans.
And as it turns out, Dave is not alone. Because in the United States, there are fewer and fewer foreign language classes available to students at the K-12 level and in higher ed. In fact, only about 20% of Americans today study a second language in school compared to nearly 100% of Europeans. Some experts blame this on budget cuts in public schools and the lingering effects of the recession on education. But that's not the only possibility.
Interest is a key point. Many people who speak English as their first language, and that's really Anglophones around the world, but especially here in the U.S., tend to think that everyone speaks English. And the truth is that 75% of the world's population does not speak English.
Kathleen Stein-Smith is Associate University Librarian and Adjunct Faculty at Fairleigh Dickinson University, and she's also the chair of the American Association of Teachers of French Commission on Advocacy. And we sat down to explore this decline in foreign language offerings and what it means for our students in our country and what some are trying to do to change that.
I think Americans, we've always had sort of an interesting relationship with other languages. The U.S., although people from around the world always came to this country, we've always been a nation of immigrants. Paradoxically, we're not really strong in terms of speaking other languages. Historian Peter Stern termed it our indifference being legendary, our reluctance to learn foreign languages as being legendary. And I think it's in part because of distance. Back in the day, people came to America and in many ways lost contact with their heritage. That has dramatically changed. And I think we felt that sense of isolation. Really, at the end of World War I, there was a tremendous rise in isolationism as a U.S. policy, as well as the way of thinking of many Americans.
Can you talk a little bit about the demographic shift and who is really being affected by the lack of second language learning classes here?
You know, there's one thread in the different research, the different areas of research surrounding foreign language learning, that bilingualism especially benefits the low-income child.
And is that because of opening up job opportunities? Or because we also know that there's research that shows that bilingualism and speaking other languages is good for development.
You know, it absolutely is. It's wonderful for cognitive areas like executive function, divergent thinking, creativity, problem-solving, decision-making. Now, whether you're a child who speaks a language other than English in the home, and therefore you're bilingual, or whether you're learning a second language, whether you're an English-speaking student learning a second language, it's also great for your self-esteem.
I'm thinking about the importance that we put on language learning in this country versus in, say, Europe. What do you think are some of the differences there?
First of all, everybody needs to remember that multilingualism is a core value of the European Union. And it plays out in practice as what they call plurilingualism or mother tongue plus two. Now, on the national level, that becomes really national language learning mandates. And although each country differs, nonetheless, throughout Europe, in the 95% range of students actually are learning at least one additional language, usually from the elementary level on. So by the time they are finished with high school, they have proficiency. And I think that's one of the key factors in what is happening in our college programs. We don't have children learning languages from an early age, whether in a traditional foreign language program or through immersion. So therefore, at the university level, you don't really have students who have acquired proficiency and who are ready to take pre-professional courses. Language and culture, for example, in the STEM disciplines, in business, in addition to the language services industry, careers like translation and interpreting. We have language services companies, for example, three of the five largest language services, that means translation and interpreting and localization, three out of the five largest in the world are headquartered in the U.S. Many jobs go unfilled. In our government, in the diplomatic services, many jobs go unfilled. But it's not just diplomacy in the military. If you look at the Government Accountability Organization reports, if you look at reports that have come out of the Center for Economic the Committee for Economic Development, it's really across the disciplines, across government departments, and not only at the federal level, but then you look at your state and municipal services. There are jobs for which there just are no qualified applicants.
And you also say it could be an issue of national security as well.
Absolutely. If our diplomats, if our government officials, if no one has the ability, for example, to listen to the news, to read a newspaper, to look at a website, to understand a conversation without going through in a sense, the process of having a translator or a translation. And that's not to criticize translators, but it's not the same as hearing it yourself, as understanding the nuances. Why does one person choose one word rather than another to say the same thing, one synonym rather than another? There's nothing like understanding the words that people are saying. You know, history is full of stories of mistranslations also.
This is very true. If parents are listening to this segment and they're concerned that their kids might be missing out on the opportunity to learn a second language or maybe even a third language, what can they do?
We need the help of parents. You know, foreign language educators really have been speaking out, have been writing. They've even gone to Washington. But honestly, there's no one who loves their child more than the parent. And we need parents and communities to come out in support of languages also. We need the help of parents and communities. The beautiful thing about American education is that it is largely determined at the local level, the school district level. Decisions are made. We don't have one mandate from on high. So there is the opportunity for a community to actually come out, have a dialogue with school administrators, and get a program started. You know, in any neighborhood in the United States, there are people who speak languages other than English. And there's no better way to talk to your neighbor, to talk to a local business person, than if you understand their language.
Kathleen Stein-Smith is Associate University Librarian and Adjunct Faculty at Fairleigh Dickinson University and Chair of the American Association of Teachers of French Commission on Advocacy. Kathleen, gracias por su tiempo.
Gracias a usted igualmente.
When I went to school, I had to take Latin and a choice of Spanish or French. They all helped me when living in multicultural cities like New York, when traveling, or when trying to figure out the core meaning of words from their roots. My name is Joyce Artati. I'm calling from Snohomish, Washington.
My name is Mary. I'm calling from New York City. I just wanted to say, as a child, I learned Spanish in school as well as in my neighborhood. I went on to become an ESL teacher and advocate. Being bilingual has informed my work as an educator and made me more empathetic to the struggles of someone learning a very hard language that English is.
Joey, Denton, Texas. I took Latin as a sophomore in high school. It does help with root meanings and understanding certain words. But really, for the most part, every 6 weeks we would have a cultural experience where we would basically bring in baked goods and dishes from around the world and eat. That's really what I took away from.
Hi, this is Chella from Beaverton, Oregon. Studying a foreign language taught me so much about English in addition to exposing me to other cultures. Everyone should study a foreign language for at least a couple years. Thanks.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.